Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. He refused to release them when campaigning or while he was in office. But after a long legal battle, former President Trump's taxes are now out for anyone to see. Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
The tax returns spanned from 2015 to 2020 for Trump and the former First Lady. The documents show they claimed large deductions and losses, paying little or no income tax in several years. The records also show the former president is far from being a billionaire, earning millions of dollars from his business empire, but writing off millions more. The release to lawmakers comes after the Supreme Court approved it last month.
And Mr. Trump responded to the release in a statement telling CBS, quote, "The Democrats should have never done it. The Supreme Court should have never approved it. And it's going to lead to horrible things for so many people." Is Southwest back on track? The airline says so, but travelers are still frustrated. This man says it took him a whole week to get where he was trying to go.
I was supposed to be here in Philly originally on Friday last week. Then when the storm came in, I moved my flight to Saturday, the Christmas Eve, thinking it was going to be over by then. I had three flights canceled.
Looks like another messy weather holiday weekend. Jim Cantore with the Weather Channel.
We have a system that moved into the west the other day. That'll be pushing through the southeast with rain. As a matter of fact, all of the precipitation in the east is going to be rain. It is not going to be snow. We are not talking about blizzard, and we are talking about warmer temperatures. Whew, what a change a week makes, right?
Ukraine is fending off even more Russian drone attacks. CBS's Ian Lee reports.
We are in Dnipro, which is about 100 miles from the main front line where a lot of that activity is going on, about 75 miles from the closest front line. But throughout yesterday and today, we're getting air alerts all the time, probably about a dozen or so.
The Vatican with an update today on the health of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. They say he's in stable condition now and was able to participate in Holy Mass in his room. Steven Tyler is the latest celeb being accused of a sexual assault from decades ago. Julia Holcomb is suing the Aerosmith frontman. She alleges the sexual relationship began when he convinced her mother to grant him guardianship over her when she was just 16 years old. She claims it went on for several years. In the lawsuit, Holcomb says she was, quote, powerless to resist Tyler's power, fame, and substantial financial ability. Wall Street off to a not-so-good start on this final trading day of the year. The Dow is down 283 points. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Hi, I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. For your home and in the field, there is a Henry that is right for you. We have over 200 Henry rifles and shotguns to choose from, in a variety of calibers and finishes, all backed by our lifetime guarantee and my personal guarantee for your 100% satisfaction. You have my word that Henry Repeating Arms are made in America, always will be, or they won't be made at all. I invite you to visit henryusa.com to order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
We're so grateful that you're here to celebrate the holidays with us and share in our good cheer.
Thank you for listening, and may our hopeful wishes warm you throughout the new year. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours a happy new year. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy new year. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media, on air, and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with highs around 28. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 12. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high of 33. Mid-30s, Sunday and Monday, with mixed precipitation possible at times, Monday. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All right, welcome back. The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I want to thank the Honorable Judge Everett Mitchell in his first foray here on the Earl Ingram Show. He's a wonderful man. And look forward to having additional dialogue with him, as we will have with Judge Janet Protasiewicz, who we're going to have on next week. But anyway, I want to get back to a conversation we were having before Judge Mitchell, and we were actually, I was talking about the difficulties that that single mothers are faced with, and in trying to navigate a system, and you know, rear their children, try to keep them on the straight and narrow, in addition to keeping a roof over their heads, making sure they get educated, and all those different things, and yet, you know, we live in a system that is so judgmental about those mothers and what they are dealing with. And yes, you know, it is easy to say what they should do and what they shouldn't do. But you know, once the child is here, it's a difficult situation. And as Cassandra was saying, she doesn't want to glorify, you know, being a single mother, and I don't know if anybody does glorify that. You know, how can you know, you glorify, you know, unless you're, let's say where they do glorify that is you can be a Kim Kardashian and be a billionaire and have four children, and then you've got people who, while you continue to travel and do your own thing, you've got people who you can afford to pay to stand in your stead, to be there while you are gone and doing what you do, and then when it's time to come back home after your treks all over the world, now you can come and stand and get back to being a parent, you know. But let's be honest, the majority of these women don't have any of those things. And so they don't have the family structure necessary to step in and help, you know, rear and direct and guide and do those kinds of things that just doesn't exist. But as the judge was saying, Judge Mitchell was saying, you know, many of these young kids frustrated, and so be, if you look into their backgrounds, a lot of that is they're trying to, and what they want more than anything else is stability in their lives. That doesn't mean the mom doesn't want stability. She also wants stability, you know. But stability is a difficult undertaking when you have children and have to work and have to do all those things that we're expecting, you know, mothers to do. That was a song, man, Connor, and you can look it up and play it, called I'm Not Your Superwoman. I don't know if you've ever heard it. I think she was a young lady's last name is White.
Is that Karen White?
Karen White. I'm Not Your Superwoman. And that's kind of what we are expecting of women who are trying to, you know, navigate the difficulties of life. Let's go to Tom from LA. Hey, Tom, good morning. Sorry I couldn't get to you earlier, but you say what?
Oh, that's okay. First, I mean, I just wonder if these people look past themselves. You know, I don't blame Cassandra because she got a divorce. And I don't mean to pick on Cassandra because I think she's a really great person. But the thing is, I think she's only thinking about her own world, and she's going by stereotypes, or maybe she's going by her experiences, which is what we all go by. But I don't think that the things that she's talking about and others are talking about are the rules. I think these are the exceptions to the rules. And I know that she's doing a wonderful job with teaching and everything like that, but no, not all kids are you know, just pieces of, you know, like just not, like she said, not prepared or whatever it might be. I'm sorry, not everyone has the mother that Cassandra was to her children.
That's true.
And not everyone has, not everyone has the lucky sperm club in terms of when they're born. I'm a white male. I have white privilege, you know. And it's like you want to go watch. I know I'm not big into the Royals or anything, but if you want to watch how our society, how racism is interwoven into the fabric of our society, and you have. CJ calling up and saying it's black fathers that aren't there. Well, you know what? There's a hell of a lot more white fathers that aren't there just by the majority of human beings.
Yeah, he's just
It just drives me crazy. It just drives me crazy because it's like they go by what they see on TV or what they hear on Fox News. And they pick one story out and they basically say, see, this is the rule. It's not the rule. It's the exception of the rule. And it's the thing that gets ratings on TV. So I just really, really have a problem with us not looking at human beings as human beings.
Well, so Tom, what I was saying is that, you know, we should offer some assistance, some help. Same thing Sandy is saying.
We spent $828 billion on a military-industrial complex. We let the trillionaires have more. Or billionaires have more money that comes from we the people than anything else. And you can take all your welfare programs, you can take everything from the start of time to today, and it doesn't even come close to the S&R or savings and loan scandals and some of those things that have gone on.
You know, Tom, it really doesn't. And you know, I'm a taxpayer too, just like everybody else. I'm not bemoaning the fact that they may take a couple of dollars to help a mother and her child. I'm not bemoaning that, man. Right?
You know, this is why I'm saying they need to have on every paycheck where each of the dollars are going that for our taxes, so people can actually wake up and see that very, very little of their tax dollars are going towards helping people that are down on their luck versus the military industrial complex.
So you heard the judge. Many of these young children wind up, unfortunately, in the system, and you're going to have to deal with it one way or the other. You know, you know, let's deal with it, and the earlier we can deal with it, the better chances that those young people are going to be able to do something with their lives. Go ahead.
What's so amazing to me is that these same people that are calling for increased money for, I guess, violence by the police, that's what I'll call it, are the same people that don't want to make it so we have more of an equal society in terms of a middle class and upper class and a lower class. It's amazing to me that these are the same people that say, oh, there's such slugs, blah, blah, $60,000 in order just to be middle class, for God's sakes, people with two children. With people have no hope, if they have nothing to go for, what are they going to do? That's when your crime goes up. The crime is a direct correlation to the fact that we don't have a equal distribution of wealth in this country.
Hey, Tom, hang on. Let's go to Jake from Eureka, California. Hey, Jake, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Hey, Earl, I've had it with these conservatives, or really what they are these days are, you know, fascists, trying to preach family values in 2022. I'm sorry, like, we all forgot that Donald Trump was just president. You know, that we all forgot about the Jerry Falwell Jr. story with the pool boy. You know, you conservatives want to talk about family values when you have the worst family values possible in your leadership. Herschel Walker, need I say more? Okay. Seriously, who in the hell are these Republicans? Who do they think they are talking about trying to preach family values to anyone? If they want people to get married, if they think marriage is a solution to everything, forget about the fact that most marriages end in divorce these days. But, you know, if they want everybody to get married, cut a check. I'm not talking about tax credits here. If you really care about marriage, put your money where your mouth is, conservatives. Pay for people to get married. You know, marriages are expensive. Honeymoons are expensive. Divorces are real expensive. If you're expecting people to go through that process, you need to pay them to do it. If you really want them to get married, it's about time you stop being so cheap.
Well, so listen, everybody, marriage is not for everybody. And marriages don't always work out. And so this is not just what CJ says, just a bunch of women having babies without being married. That there are women who have been divorced who are in the same situation as women who have children out of wedlock. They are alone after the divorce, and they have to then rear those children basically alone. That's the issue. Hang on. Let's go to Gene. Gene is back from Eau Claire. Gene.
So being the voices of reason, you sound very calm. I want to apologize for losing it on the radio.
No. Go ahead.
But I'll tell you, you know, having worked in that area, mothers that stay home with their kids and don't, or you know what I mean, that don't get remarried and prioritize their kids or have to or have a job, and they probably don't even have time for their kids, but they struggle through all these different issues. They're not Democrat or Republican. We got to get off this train because that just irritates the heck out of me. I've been an independent my entire life.
Gene, hang on. Corinna, I see you. CJ, Tom, we'll come back to all of you. 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear your opinions. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you. Or go to wiscovered.com, paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. UAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yeah, and we in this country, we're expecting, you know, women to be super women. And it's not that way. And we need to stop, you know, judging and pointing fingers at women who are doing the best that they can and do what we can to assist them. It's a cold world out here. It really is. Jane, quickly, let's go back to you.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's so frustrating to hear
this party politics and people saying Democrats are a certain way. We're all human beings. We all have our own histories. We all have different ways, as Tom brought up, of being brought up, advantages, disadvantages, but we're all human beings, and we all have strengths, and we all have weaknesses, and we all have sins. Nobody's without sin. We need to knock this off, and we're supposed to be caring for the children.
Hey, Jean. Yeah, thank you. Let's go to Corinna. Hey, Corinna, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl.
Hello.
You know, hypocrisy is ridiculous. The fact that the Republicans are calling it handout and blaming females on having children without being married, and the Fox News, after a lot of females voted Democratic this awarding period, announced that, oh, well, they just have to get married and start voting as their husbands would. So besides the fact that they pushed towards to an abortion law changes, and the majority of females who actually do abortion in this country are single females who are educated, 25 to 45 years old, with the average of a $50,000 income, because they can afford it. So how are you blaming females on having children alone and not having a children at the same time?
You know, Corinna, you kind of, you're always on point with your responses. You know, you can't, again, as you stated, on the one hand, say you want women and force them to have the children, and then not be willing to help them once the children, you know, come into the world. That's been my argument all along with people who say pro-life, but then once the right. life comes into the world. I'm sorry, go ahead.
My question is, can you please make your mind what the female needs to do? Because while you're doing that, Texas still have a law from I don't know which year that you should beat your wife with a stick every Friday so she doesn't feel neglected. And at the same time, people saying that the Russians are barbarian when they actually give a right and the voting rights and the full rights for females in 1917. Come on now, people.
You know, Corinna, we really do in this country make it difficult on women, and it's easy to point the finger and talk about and blame them for what we are dealing with. But being a single mother and trying to navigate an unforgiving system in this country is more than a notion, and so when you hear people who are just so quick to point the finger and blame them, you realize those are just people who don't have any concept at all about, you know, what it really means to be alone and to try to work through all the things that we ask people to do and rear children. It's more than a notion. Listen, hang on. We got to go to a break. Okay. Dave from San Francisco, you're up next. CJ, we'll come back to you. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The show. This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends, whatever makes their holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit countryhearthbreads.com/sweeps.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
It's been an extraordinary year, and we're extremely grateful for your listenership. Thank you, and cheers to new beginnings. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours a happy new year. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy new year. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media on air and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with highs around 28. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows of aloft around 12. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high of 33. Mid-30s, Sunday and Monday, with mixed precipitation possible at times, Monday. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
No play, I'm getting tired of. No more acting these predictable roles. Just a
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go right back to the phone lines and Dave from San Francisco. Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you doing? What do you know about single mothers?
Well, I've kissed enough of them that it's caused me.
Come on, man.
kissed the girls and made them cry. It's sad. Yeah.
Georgie, that's Georgie Porgy putting by.
Yeah, and I try to take responsibility for it. But, it's interesting listening to this. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Likewise.
I don't know if you heard it, but just right after the last election, the Republicans were crying in their beer, and I heard one of the shows, and they were talking about dropping the term conservative from the Republican platform, or dropping it from advertising, dropping it from a standard that they would be using in the future. And so the Republicans no longer want to call themselves conservative because it's pretty well proven that they're not conservative. Conservative. Yeah, slow and steady wins a race. Well, these guys are gamblers. If they're a true conservative in business, doesn't take chances, and they don't tear apart the functions of their operation every 2 years, everybody in business knows that the first year is probably the survival year. If you don't make it in the first year, it's the most expensive year, the toughest year, and for the Republicans to get elected and then just tear apart government. Turn it off.
You mean like balanced budgets, which is what they've always touted but never been able to achieve?
Yeah, well, there's a good example. But you remember when they were in just before, three or four years ago when the Republicans ran the House, they would turn government off. They would shut down government. Turn it on. Right. Turn it off. Turn it on. Turn it off. You talk about some expense. That is, you can't just turn off Homeland Security. You can't just turn on and turn off the airport, air traffic controllers. You can't just turn it on and turn it off. And that's not a conservative. It's not even a gambler. That's a saboteur. And the reason why a politician gets elected is to manage our property. And so when I hear this business during the news break there, I heard there was talk about whether or not referendums would be allowed in Wisconsin. Well, that's the public's way of getting their points across to stodgy politicians. And if they don't even trust the people enough to allow a referendum,
yes,
that's not conservative.
Go ahead. So, Dave, hang on. Let's bring CJ on. CJ? You want to respond to Dave?
Well, I would just say that the liberals are better at lying about conservatives' opinions and policies. The mere fact that we didn't believe in no abortions like Chuck Schumer put on the floor up to the day that they were born. We believe in some restrictions. I'd like to know what your restrictions are. But back to the point, I believe criminals and thugs and bum fathers come in all colors. I'm not just talking about black bum fathers. I'm talking about all of them, white, brown, black, you name it. They should be held accountable and responsible for helping that that sperm seed, as Earl speaks of. Child support should be criminal. If they're not paying child support, I'm the one standing up for that single mother. You guys are just trying to promote it and condone it. You don't care. You want the government to pay for it. So we're living your Democrat Party, the progressive, the liberal, the Marxist world. We're living it. We're seeing it. We're seeing the deterioration of the family structure. There's no fathers in these kids' lives, and that's the problem.
Let me ask you, CJ, was this a problem under President Donald Trump?
Oh my God! Yeah. Well, let's make it about.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. No, you are pointing fingers and saying that this is happening. This is new. This has happened under the Democrats. You didn't say.
I gave you statistics, Earl. In the 70s, there were 25% were born without a father in the home.
CJ, I don't even. Your statistics you pull out of a can. Okay.
The U.S. Census. That's where CJ, I get my statistics from.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is,
I give you facts, Earl, and you demean me.
Well,
so,
hey, CJ,
the mere fact
that black women
have four times the amount of abortions than white children.
That's absolutely a lie. Again, let me say to you, CJ, that. You know, you don't know any better.
What don't I know? I'm giving you U.S. Census statistics. This is Planned Parenthood statistics.
So let me say this to you, man, because I'm not even looking at those statistics, but I can tell you.
I know you're not.
I can tell you that those statistics are absolutely whatever it is you're reading to say that black women have four times more likely
to have an abortion. That is the fact. Four times more likely to have an abortion than a white child.
Hey, CJ. As I stated, here's the difference. When I started talking about this subject, I didn't mention black or white. You're the guy who brought the racial component into it.
I was talking about women.
I distinctly said women. You are the guy.
Yeah, and I'm standing up for them. I'm standing up for them. You're not.
They don't need a person like you to stand up for them because you can't even.
You denying
understand.
The facts isn't standing up for them, Earl. You're denying the statistics, the facts, the fatherless bums that run in all colors. You want to claim the callers called
CJ,
me racist.
CJ, as I said before, I'm the guy who set this conversation into motion and talked about supporting those women. Okay?
Where are the fathers, Earl? Ask that question, Earl. You can do it. Where are the fathers?
Hey, CJ, you know, many, many fathers are locked up, right? Right? There's some fathers locked up, right?
Oh, okay. God.
So let me clearly state, you know, you and as Dave was talking about, you claim to be this conservative, right? You claim to be somebody who's focused on what's in the best interest of people's lives, right? That's what you as conservatives always talk about. But if you listen to you long enough, there's nothing about anything that you and other conservatives say that lead anybody because you want to ride this moral train.
No, I want people held accountable. The person, the father, the mother that doesn't take birth control, wear a rubber, do you want Donald Trump
held accountable?
Oh, yes. I've told you that every time.
No, listen.
The Trump family, the Biden family, you never listen. Hold the Biden family accountable.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if anybody in the Biden family has done what Donald Trump has done in his life with his sons and the rest of his family.
President Trump took $10 million from China. Joe Biden, the big guy, but you don't care.
But here's what I'll say to you. We know that Donald Trump has not paid his fair share of taxes. Do it as the President of the United States. When the information comes out, that $10 million you keep talking about with the Biden family.
Doesn't change the fact that your party, your city is Democrat control, and it's going down the toilet as you continue to vote Democrat. So you continue it. We're less prosperous. We're less safe. We have more unwanted children.
You
name it.
Thank you very much for the call. Man, you know, Sandy was right yesterday when he told me, listen, it's hard to have a conversation with CJ because he's, what do you call it? He's only got one-way traffic. He only knows one way to travel. And that's straight ahead. He doesn't know anything about having a dialogue of anything other than what he has to say that doesn't amount to a hill of beans. Tom. Tom. Let's go to Rico. Hey, Rico.
Hey, Earl. How you doing? Hey, I thoroughly enjoyed you, Everett Mitchell, being on your show. And that's what makes shows like yours and civic media so important, that we get to hear these candidates. And I can tell you just by listening to the guy, oh, my gosh, the integrity and the honesty and the sheer compassion in this man. I mean, there's no better choice. There's no better choice for judges than to have guys like this on the court. Although I do want to say I kind of like him where he's at, and which brings me to, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because it leads me right to my next point. You get guys like that CJ, all these conservatives, all they want to do is point fingers and place blame. And that's what I enjoy about your show, Earl, is that we need to get everything out on the table and start looking for solutions, not finger pointing and blaming and figuring out statistically who had more abortions and who had less abortions, whose family values. I mean, that you can talk about that stuff till the end of time. Let's get some things out. Let's discuss them. And I thoroughly enjoyed. Go ahead.
Finish your point, Rico. Finish your point.
I thoroughly enjoyed listening to this man speak, and in just doing so, made my mind up right away. I'm 62 years old, Earl. I've been around a little while, and it doesn't take long to listen to somebody to understand that you can hear the honesty, and not only that, the compassion, which translates directly to passion in this man's voice. He's not a politician. He's not a double tongue snake.
you know, Rico, man. I'm honored that guys like you from Rock County and other parts of the state tune in to this show, because I always say that I have the most diverse radio listening audience of anybody in the state. Just a fact, because. You know, I like to talk about things that impact and affect all of us. And the human condition isn't black, it isn't white, it isn't Democrat, it isn't Republican. It is the human condition that impacts and affects us all. And if you ever listen to my show, you know that that's where my focus is. And it's always going to be there. And I'm always honored to have guys like you take the time out of your busy schedule, man, to listen. So, man, thank you. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. Have you ever wondered if a career in healthcare is right for you? Now is the time to start a meaningful career, making a real difference in people's lives. Wisk Caregiver Careers is a free employment and training program and is launching 3,000 caring individuals into healthcare careers. Register today at WiskCaregiver.com. In minutes, we'll connect you with participating employers within 50 miles of your home. Once hired, you'll start earning while you're learning to become a certified nurse aide. Plus, you'll receive a $500 retention bonus. Take the first step that will change your life. Register today at WiskCaregiver.com.
All caring individuals of any age can take advantage of this opportunity to get paid while training for nurse aid certification. Give back to those who need you the most. Get hired today at WISCaregiver.com. This message was sponsored by WISC Caregiver Careers, a free employment and training program.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And you know, I do. I pride myself in having a diverse audience. And to me, that's what radio should be about, right? I mean, it should be differing views and conversations. And if along the way it becomes a little entertaining, that's fine. But I don't ever pick out subjects based on entertainment. I pick out subjects based on what we are faced with as human beings collectively. Let's go back to Cassandra. Hey, Cassandra.
Thanks for taking my call again.
Yes.
I just would like to counter some of the comments that CJ made earlier. The first comment about abortions and black women. Black women are not four times more likely to have an abortion than white women. It's on par with white women, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less, but four times number
is ridiculous.
I don't know where he got that.
Now,
and the second point he made was he inferred that black males were deadbeat fathers. And I just want to point out some of the facts. White females are more likely to remarry than black females. They have a larger marriage applicant pool. And as a result of that, because they are more likely to remarry than black females, oftentimes what will happen is that even though the white biological father may not be paying child support, that person from the second marriage, the second husband, will provide for the family. Also, something else that that is not considered is this, and that is that when white females remarry, the children of the first marriage, if the father walked out and is no longer, the biological father is no longer in the picture, then the children are more likely to be adopted. So, so those are a lot of variables that are in favor of white families. So, I did want to put that, you know, that information out. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about was motherhood. And something that that was never addressed is, how do we prevent divorce? And, you know, I counsel a lot of young women who are considering marriage, and the piece of advice I give to young women is to delay marriage until their late 20s. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of time, but I would love to hear from Jeannie, who calls in. But women change so much in their 20s. The qualities that they find attractive in a mate in their early 20s will most likely change when they get older in their late 20s and early 30s.
But that's both men and women. I'll tell you that.
You know what? You know what? I can't. I can see that from the perspective of a woman, but if you believe that's the case with males as well,
yes, it is.
I would say that a marriage is more likely to be sustainable if both individuals delay marriage until later, and also until they have their careers. They need to, you know, they need to feather their nest.
You're talking about some maturity. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm sure there might be another caller, but thanks for taking my call.
No, your point, Cassandra, is right on point. We live in a society that there was a time when the younger the woman was, that they wanted. It was kind of like, you know, you got to get married early. And the earlier you got married, the more, I guess, you know, you could say, I got mine, right? This shortage of men and this belief that the men aren't going to be around, and the pressures that used to be on women to get married early because they had to get theirs, right? And I don't know if that's still a part of a thought process in the society, but I do know in my lifetime that was a part of it. And I don't know so much if, you know, if that's what it is anymore.
Yeah. Well, I just counsel younger people to wait until they're much older to marry. You have a good day.
And that should also be, you know, that way with having children, right?
Yes.
I mean, it clearly is more advantageous that you will become a better parent, a better human being, a better person, the longer you wait to become a parent, a father or mother. You know, unfortunately, it doesn't always work out that way, and there isn't always a guarantee that that's going to be any better. There are no guarantees in life. It's just that people are in a more stable situation when you know who you are, right? I mean, when you know who you are, and you look in the mirror, and you know, Cassandra, you know who you are in your life. Is it safe to say that?
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm Earl. I know who I am. I didn't always know who I was, but today I know with a surety who I am. So it makes me more a stable person, a more stable individual. And, you know, I'm not saying people have to wait until, you know, they're a grizzled old man like me, a 68 years old. But, you know, before you know who you are, but, you know, you gotta at least, you don't get to this point at 21, right? You just don't. Life experience is what brings that about. Hey, Cassandra, thank you as always. I really appreciate talking to you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you,
everybody who made the show go. Really, really appreciate it. The show is about the audience. It's never been about me. I'll be back on tomorrow. Kind of great work as always. Thank all of you. Enjoy the weather. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you
WFHR
by
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.